校长刚刚跟所有的人打招呼。
Anyhow, I'm trying also. Oh, hi, Denise.
Hey, how are you?
Did you read Olga's email about Anels? We're going to give. Oh. Okay, so we're going to give everybody about five more minutes. It takes Ms. Lipsky a while to let everybody into the room. Ms. Lipsky, if you could tell me when to start.
OK, 校长说呢，在校长说再等几分钟，让所有的人呢可以参与这个会议。
Can you swap those glasses off? Like over there. Thank you. Yep.
I think she's ready, May. She gave you the thumbs up.
Oh, OK. Sorry, I have to switch glasses. Anyhow, today's meeting definitely is a PTA Mei Wong Li town hall, but it'll probably be me talking mostly only because it's a town hall for safety. So before we get started, I want to introduce you to the PTA. I don't know if they're on or not. I have a lot of different families on, but we have Kuan Yi Chang. Oh, there she goes. Yep, mother of—
Hi, everybody.
Yeah, mom of a fifth grader and a kindergarten student. We have Yixing Cho. I don't know if she can make it on, but she's mom of a fifth grader. So this will be her last year with us. Very sad. We have Denise Kohler in the corner, at least on my screen. She's the treasurer. She's mommy of a fourth grader. We have Vincent Chen. I don't know if he's on or not. I kind of have a lot of people on my screen, but he's daddy of a third grader and a first grader. So we are well represented.
OK, 校长刚刚说呢，今天的会议呢，其实是有关于我们的家教会的成员，还有呢，就是校长他的那个就是市政厅会议的，因为呢这个会议呢是讲有关于安全措施，然后呢他现在小介绍给你看的呢就是我们家教会的成员 OK， 然后呢我们的主席家教会主席他是 Kuan Yi Chang， 他是我们五年级跟幼稚园的妈妈。我们的副主席他有可能没有在这个会议里面，他是 Yixing Cho， 他是我们五年级的小朋友的家长。还有呢就是Denise Kohler， 他是我们的财务部长，然后呢他呢是四年级的小朋友的妈妈。还有 Vincent Chan 是我们家教会里面的成员的，是秘书，担任秘书职任，然后他的是我们一年级跟三年级小朋友的爸爸。
I apologize if it's a little noisy on my end. It's dinner time for my dogs, my cat, and my kids. So we hear barking and noise. They're trying to feed themselves without mommy today. Today is the safety meeting. If you have any questions concerning anything to do with safety, the construction, please feel free to drop it into the chat. Huiling?
校长说呢，如果你在他的家里面听到很吵的话呢，因为呢现在是晚餐的时间，因为呢他的狗狗啊猫猫啊还有他的儿子们跟先生们呢都现在在吃晚餐，然后呢所以呢今天可能在他的后面呢会有一点吵，但是呢今天呢的会议是有关于安全的，然后呢如果你有任何的问题有关于安全或者是学校外面的装修的问题呢，你可以在留言方案那里提交的。You're muted, May.
I know, I'm trying to keep it quiet because everybody is in the dining room. Anyhow, the start of the school year worked out really well. It was a little bit chaotic because we were trying to navigate the scaffolding and arrival and dismissal. But I think we're in routine right now. Arrival is much better than dismissal in the beginning, but dismissal now is perfect because we have, out of the hundreds of students we have over 200 going to different after schools.
OK, 校长想跟你首先跟你们讲呢，就是说呢，我们学校开始的时候呢，其实一切的就是上学早上来上学跟下午放学呢的情况越来越好，因为呢是之前呢早上的时候可能还有一点点乱，但是现在学生呢已经慢慢的步入了，应该知道怎么样去做这些就是怎么样来上学啊，该去哪里啊，然后呢放学的时候呢，现在也非常的 流利顺畅，是因为呢，我们学生里面呢有200个学生呢去不同的课后补习。Okay,
one thing that really helped with arrival and dismissal, which is kind of a blessing in disguise, is the scaffolding. We discover rainy days is really helpful. So I'm assuming, you know, when it's snowy, it'll be really helpful because, you know, we won't have snow on the sidewalk, or at least minimal amount. What's even better now is this scaffolding in the building across the street where my third graders are dismissed and now they can stay dry on a rainy day.
校长说呢，有什么东西关于这次学校装修有什么好处呢？是他们在外面呢所装的那个脚手架呢，那个架子呢，其实呢在下雨天的时候呢是非常好用的。然后呢，现在呢我们学校呢放学的时候呢，对不对？三年级的小朋友通常都是走过街，然后我们现在对面的那里呢，他们也开始有这些架子，所以在下雨天的时候呢，他们就不会淋湿了。Okay,
so this is something new that I'm going to discuss today. The start of the school day is 8:20. We will give out late passes starting at 8:25. So basically, if you're in the upper grades and it's 8:20, just assume that the door on Orchard is closed and come to the front door. Like, don't make that trip. Everybody has an iPhone, just check. If it's 8:20, just go up through the front door. If they see their class in the indoor yard, they join their class. And if they don't, they head right up to their classroom. We give a 5-minute grace period for them to reach the classroom. But if they come in after 8:25 through the front door, we will issue a late pass. Well, I do understand that many times students are late because of train delays, traffic on the road. U School connects us and Nina can put in a code that it was due to mass transit or an accident, so that it is coded at least. You won't see the code, it'll show up as a lateness. You can check with us. What we see when we do it is the code. Like there's a special code. Just like if a child was sick with COVID and everybody's worried is gonna count against them for middle school, especially in the fourth grade, we code it so that Ms. Rachel, the guidance counselor, can explain to the school that it has that special code and it's sort of like an excused absence.
OK, 校长现在想跟你们分享一些呢，就是有关于是一个新的信息，是有关于上学时间的。然后学校呢，上学时间是8:20，然后8:20的时候呢，如果就是每天8:20的时候呢，不要再去那个 Orchard 街那里，从那里进去了，就是每次呢，就是要就是说想说 8:20的时候，那个门已经关了。从正门走进去，如果他你的小朋友正门走进去的时候，看到他的教室还在楼下在那边排队的话呢，你的小朋友可以直接走去教室老师排队的地方。然后呢，如果老师教室排队那里不在的话呢，他就可以自己上去那个他的教室里面。然后校长说呢，他会给5分钟小朋友爬上去的时间，而不会呢 就是说他迟到，OK，但是8:25以后呢，对不对？他就必须要去办公室那里拿一张，就他就迟到了，OK。然后 迟到了以后呢，我们也知道校长说他理解，有时候呢是火车他出了问题，影响到你们迟到，或者是早上开车出来的时候呢塞车，影响到你们迟到。然后呢没有关系的，你呢就是发一个信息，通过我们学校的 APP 呢 Snap Connect 去发一个信息给 Miss Nina， 然后 Miss Nina 呢会在我们学校的那个教育局专用的那个电脑里面呢，去把你的小孩子的迟到呢，他们会打进去一个代码，那个代码会显示说是因为就是火车方面，或者是有很就是很塞车，影响到你的小朋友迟到。这个样子呢，你的小朋友呢，好像五年级填那个五年级的表格的时候呢，有时候你们会说为什么有这么多迟到，然后呢 Miss Rachel 就可以解释给那个学校听，你们都看不到这个代码的，只有学校呢可以看得到的。And do they need to get a late pass, May?
Yeah, they have to get a late pass so that we actually know how to code it. So, and it's just legality. So yeah, everybody, if they're in after 25, they get a late pass. But if the families can tell us, even when the students tell us, we code it differently, okay?
OK， 校长说呢，八点二十五分以后呢，小朋友应该去那个办公室里面拿一个迟到的条，迟到条，然后那个迟到，或者是他可以跟我们讲，然后那个迟到条呢，我们就可以呢，在我们的那个教育局的电脑里面呢，可以正确的打进去那个代码。
OK， school construction updates. We're quite fortunate. The project manager is on site every day after school, and he's been very responsive. So far, no complaints. We did have an issue today where they wrapped up the air conditioners on the fifth floor, didn't tell us. The windows were bolted, and several teachers turned on the AC only to be have hot air blow on them. But that's being remedied today. The windows are bolted for the next,for this week because of dust mitigation. What they're doing is very dusty. So to ensure that the dust doesn't come in, they bolted the window just for this week. But they've been very, very responsive. I am trying to figure out how to hang some nice fairy lights so that it's not so dreary. But it hasn't interfered really with play. The children seem to like not mind the small space and make it work. The other update is that Seward Park campus is allowing us to use the field. They gave us the code to the lock, and our teachers have been visiting the field regularly, and it's been really wonderful. We share the space sometimes with high school students when they have class, but it has worked out really well. Huiling?
OK, 校长说呢，有关于就是学校外面装修，然后呢他想跟你们更新一下事情。然后呢这个装修的那个他那个负责人呢，他呢其实呢是非常好的，然后他呢是经常都在我们学校那个附近的。然后呢现在就是今天有一个状况，就是他们呢就是把那个冷气机给它包起来了，然后呢那个所有的窗户呢都被他们钉死了。那为什么会把那些窗户钉死呢？是因为呢他们所做的东西呢会变成非常有很大的灰尘，然后呢他们想就是阻止这些灰尘呢跑进去教室里面，所以他们必须要把这些窗户呢全部都钉死了。然后呢他们钉死了窗户以后，把那个 AC 包，把那个冷气机包起来了以后呢，没有告诉我们的学校的老师。然后有些老师呢，因为教室里面很热，所以他们把冷气开起来了，然后呢吹出来的都是热气啊。OK， 还有呢，就是呢，虽然呢有我们现在呢在那个后院那里呢，不是有那个手脚扶架吗？对不对？然后呢，把我们那个玩的地方呢，把它变成很小了。然后那些小孩子，其实小朋友他们其实都不介意的。然后呢，我们学校呢也跟那个 Sewer Park 的那个高中呢，他们那里呢去协调了。然后呢，跟他们呢可以借给我们他们新重建好的那个操场。然后让我们学校的学生呢去那个操场用那个场地。然后呢就是说校长说呢，就是很高兴可以看到高中学生呢在同一时间呢跟我们学校的学生同一时间在那边用那个场地的。
One hiccup that did happen was our neighbors in the luxury apartment building right next to our school on Orchard, we did receive an email from a woman who lives there who basically said, I pay a lot of money to live here. The noise is unbearable and the light shines into my bedroom. That's not an issue I could deal with. I sent it to the higher up. They've been very responsive to her. But what was really cute was Rennie Fong, the principal of PS130, took a picture of our building at night and he sent it over. He goes, May, PS42 looks like a Christmas tree. I have to say, it looks like a Christmas tree. If you go by the evening, look up, it's really pretty. You know, my issue with these people complaining is when they purchased or they rented the apartments, they knew they were next to a school building. You know, life is kids noise when you live next to a school building. And I don't know what is core in real estate, but I know New York, it's up to the purchaser to really research this stuff. But you know what? The construction company has been very responsive. So that was one issue that was resolved quickly.
OK, 校长刚刚跟你们分享的呢，就是有一个人呢，他们就是投诉我们学校写一封电邮呢，是投诉学校说，就是这些装修呢，对不对？是第一太吵了，那个声音太吵了；第二呢，那个灯太亮了。然后呢，他的那个电邮上面大致上是写着说，他呢付很多钱去住在那边的。然后他说晚上声音太吵，而且呢吵到他受不了了。还有呢，那个灯光太亮了，然后亮到他的房间的那个。房间里面呢都看得到灯光，然后呢，130的校长，Renny 呢，他呢去照在很高的地方照一张相片，就是我们学校的相片，在晚上的时候照了一张，然后他发这个相片呢给我们校长，然后跟他讲说，我们学校呢看起来好像一个圣诞树。然后呢，其实如果你去晚上的时候经过我们学校呢，如果你往抬头看的话呢，你也会觉得呢，我们学校呢很像一个圣诞树，我所有的那个扶手架。还有呢，然后校长想说的就是说，你们他就是说写这个人投诉的人呢，他其实应该了解说，他本身住在学校的旁边，吵的声音呢是不可以就是说防止的。
Okay, I have a question here about Seward Park Field, but that's next on my agenda. So we've been lucky. We do have the students go out to the Seward Park Field for recess. The students who are not actually have physical education with Mr. Kwan during the cycle, so they do have use of the gymnasium. We started dance this week. They are using the multipurpose room. Soccer started today. And when weather permitting, soccer will happen at the field. So we are using the field quite a bit. As for a regular schedule of sending students there, our dilemma is we share it with the five high schools at Seward Park. So if it's a big upper grade class and they walk over and it happens to be a big high school class, then we don't use it because they have dibs first. Our students will move over to the play area. So it's hard to do a set schedule because it's a shared space. But in many cases, if it looks like both schools can use the space, we go for it and the campus is fine. Huiling?
Okay, 校长说呢，如果你们的小朋友呢，对不对？是没有体育课，跟 Mr. Kwan 那里体育课，其实他们是可以，他们其实我们学校有很多其他的活动，好像呢就是踢足球，这个星期已经开始了。然后呢，如果呢就是说天气呢可以允许我们去出去做那个踢足球的话呢，我们就会去用那个。Seward Park 的那个公园的那个操场呢，去学习踢足球的。还有呢，陈舞蹈这个星期也开始了 ，OK。然后呢，有些人会问，那我们有没有一个就是已经确定的时间表？我们校长说呢，我们其实呢是跟那个 Seward Park 的那个五个高中呢是同一时间呢去分享这个地方的，但是呢那个五个高中呢他们是有有先权优先权呢去用这个的。如果他们的教室里面的小朋友呢就是人数太多的话呢，我们的小朋友呢就不会进去那个操场里面去玩了，我们小朋友就会去公园的后面的那个小小的那个地方可以让他们去玩的。
Okay, another issue is scheduling. We're starting chess, we're starting violin, we're starting soccer, we have dance for the lower grades, and ballroom dancing for fifth grade will happen in a month or so. So another problem of having the kids, especially the upper grades, run out is that their day is really packed.
Okay, 校长说呢，另外一个问题呢，就是有关于去安排一个时间表呢。然后呢，像你们必须要了解呢，我们学校呢有晨舞蹈啊，有西洋棋社，还有那个西洋棋社、晨舞蹈，还有那个小学小提琴的，还有呢，现在五年级的学生呢，他们即将要开始学习交际舞了，所以他们一天的时间呢，相当于排得非常非常的满的。
Okay, I'm going to talk about the school safety plan. I have a school safety plan that has to be approved by the Manhattan Borough Safety Manager. And once he approves it, it goes to the NYPD, and the NYPD has to approve it. Our school safety plan has been approved. There is a two-pager for families. I will be sending it out. The problem is some parts of the school safety plan is pre-populated. I'm trying to fix it with the technology department. What they did was they pre-populated staff that has been retired. So even though on the actual plan, I'm not using them, I can't delete them. So I'm in communication with their DIIT. And once that's resolved, I'll give out the parent version of the school safety plan. I am not allowed to share anything on the school safety plan with anybody except for our administrative office, and that is by law. So when I resolve the issue, I will send it out to you. School safety has their own version of the school safety plan, but nobody has the full copy that I have, and NYPD is not allowed to request for it.
OK, 校长说呢，他现在想跟你们讲的呢是有关于学校安全的计划书。然后呢，在这个计划书里面呢，必须要通过我们学校的那个在那个曼哈顿的那个他们的那个曼哈顿的那个安全学校安全的那个公司他们的那个部门呢去通过。然后呢，通过了以后呢，必须要是警察局 NYPD 警察局呢，他们也通过的。然后呢，我们学校的学校安全计划书呢已经通过了。然后在安全计划书里面呢，其实有两页呢是可以发放给家长们的 ，OK， 或者是照顾你小朋友的。但是呢，现在有一个问题，那这个问题就是说呢，在那一个。就是安全计划书上面呢，其实呢，他们是电脑自己呢去显示出来的一些名字，然后那些名字呢，其实都是去年还在学校里面做工的，今年已经退休了。然后呢，所以呢，虽然在我们的正版上面的那个计划书里面呢，没有他们的名字，但是呢，给家长的那两页呢是还是有他们的名字的。然后呢，校长说呢，他已经跟我们教育局的那个电脑部门联系了，看看可不可以怎么样去更改这一个计划书，然后再发放给你们。等所有的那些计划书改好了以后呢，我们会发放这两页给你的。但是校长想跟你们讲，就是这一个安全计划书呢，对不对？学校安全的计划书呢，其实是不可以跟任何人分享的。OK， 然后呢，就是学校呢不可以跟任何人分享，就算是警察局来的时候，我们也不可以跟他分享的。然后呢，我们学校的警卫员呢，他们的那个部门呢，有他们自己的版本的。然后呢，是法律呢。阻止我们跟任何人去透露这些资料。
Okay, In the school safety plan, we have a lot of information. Most importantly is our relocation sites. If at any point we have to evacuate the building, I have to have a site that is close by that can house all the students, including staff. I have to have a second one that's a bit further away and a third site that is out of the area. We are not allowed to share our relocation sites with anyone. And that's for safety reasons, because if we have to relocate, the most important part is having the remuneration where we have the guardians and caregivers pick up the students. So that information will not be shared with you, but please know that if we have to evacuate the building, we have a site that's close by, there's a site that is not so close, and then there's a site that's out of the area. And that all depends on the situation and what NYPD requests that we do.
校长说呢, 在这个学校安全计划书里面呢, 有一个非常非常重要的部分, 那就是, 如果学校呢, 校长如果必须要迁离, 就是说疏散, 在学校里面疏散呢, 我们有, 一个地方呢, 是可以, 必须要有一个地方呢, 是可以安全的, 可以把我们所有的学生 跟所有的工作人员呢, 都安全放去这个地方里面, 然后呢, 法律上, 校长是不可以跟任何人 分享我们要去的地方, 我们搬迁以后, 或者是迁离以后, 要去哪一些地方, 是不可以跟你们讲的, OK? 因为呢, 是, 至于安全上面呢, 所以我们不可以跟你们分享, 然后呢, 但是呢, 我们呢, 是, 我们会在那个地方呢, 去, 让你可以去接你的小朋友的, 然后我们有一个地方呢, 其实是, 靠近我们学校, 有一个, 不是那么靠近学校, 还有一个呢, 是完全在, 另外一个地方的。
Okay, drills and evacuations. So we are required to do a certain number of drills and a certain number of evacuation. Back then when we were in school, it was called fire drill. Now it's no longer called fire drill, it's called evacuation. So any danger in the building, we evacuate. We have had one very successful evacuation. We will probably have to do, I think, 14 by December, if not 8. So we're fairly safe. There's protocol that we have to follow. So rest assured, it's something that our teachers have been practicing with the students. Huiling?
OK, 然后呢刚刚说到一半就是说去哪个地方呢是警察跟我们讲的 OK, 还有呢就是校长说呢在一年当中呢学生呢就必须要演练 OK, 然后很久以前呢就是他们叫这种演练或者是疏散呢演练疏散然后呢他们很久以前是叫 fire drill 就是火警演练 怎么样疏散火警当中怎么样疏散 但是现在呢其实他们叫他们做 就是撤离这个地方或者是疏散 OK 然后呢在我们一年当中呢有指定要做几个疏散的演练 OK 然后呢我们可以告诉你说我们已经做了一个非常就是非常的有就是这次的演练呢我们做得非常好每个小朋友都知道怎么样做应该怎么样疏散从学校里面疏散
OK we have four types of drill that we have to practice. So I'll start with the, I guess, the drill that is the most severe is called hard lockdown. Basically, and that's one drill that we can't really practice. A hard lockdown means that there is danger in the building and the students are hidden in the corner room. Teachers lock the door right away and cover the window. At that point, if it's a hard lockdown, every single body, including the school safety agent, has to go into hiding. And we cannot come out unless first responders come and basically break down the door. So that is a hard lockdown. I guess what, sorry, I'm not gonna go on, just like,
okay.
What would trigger that is if someone's in the building with a weapon. You know, it would be an announcement for hard lockdown and everybody has to hide. That is it. no ifs or buts. We clear the bathroom, we clear the hallway, indoor yard, they have places to go to, outdoor yard. The teacher will remove them to another site and the teachers know where to move them to. Huiling.
OK, 校长刚刚跟你们讲的其实是其中的一个演练，然后这个演练呢是非常严重的一个演练，但是呢，我们其实也不可以去练习这个演练。为什么呢？因为呢，这个演练叫做 hard lockdown. Hard lockdown 的意思就是说呢，危险在我们学校里面 ，OK？ 因为危险在我们学校里面，所以每一个学校的工作人员跟小孩子呢都必须去藏着跟躲着。 OK， 那什么时候或者是什么情况呢才会叫这个 hard lockdown 呢？其实就是有一个人进来我们学校里面呢，他是携带了武器。 OK， 那个时候呢，校长也不会在，校长也要躲起来，我们楼下的那个安全警卫也要躲起来，然后我们不可以随意开门，我们呢必须要等到警察啊或者是消防人把门打掉了以后呢，就我们出去。 然后通常这个演练呢，校长会在那个就是广播器里面呢，他会讲说 hard lockdown， 然后他广播了 hard lockdown 了以后呢，所有的老师跟学生呢都知道怎么样做，所有的厕所啊，或者是在里面的那个操场啊，在外面的操场啊，每一个地方呢都会有人检查，就是如果有看到任何人呢，他们都会带他们去躲起来的。所以在这一方面呢，你们不需要担心，每一个人都知道应该要怎么样做。
Okay, the next drill replicates the hard lockdown. It's called a soft lockdown. In that case, the teachers in the classes do the same thing. They stay out of view of the window and the doorway. Doorway is covered and the doors are locked. In the soft lockdown, the building response team will search the building. So for example, maybe a puppy got loose in the building. There is something in the building, but it is not deemed so dangerous that it's a hard lockdown. It's called a soft lockdown. And we've practiced that already. Very successful. Huiling.
Okay, 第二个演练呢，对不对？就是跟 hard lockdown 其实跟第一个演练其实是差不多，但是唯一不相同的呢，就是。 他做的所有的东西呢，都跟 hard lockdown 一样的，但是呢，其中的一样东西是不一样的，就是我们学校有一个，就是在学校里面呢，是专门，对不对？去负责去搜索这一些地方，就是搜索每一个教室，在教室外面的走廊啊里面去搜索，看看有没有东西，就是说要。 就是有指定的东西让他们搜索的 ，OK？ 校长说呢，有可能是好像有一个小狗呢，它丢失了。那个时候我们叫 soft lockdown 的时候呢，然后呢，我们学校里面有一组人呢，他们就会去找 ，OK？ 还有呢，这一个呢，我们已经练习过了，是非常的成功的
，OK？ The next drill is a shelter in. That is when the danger is outside. So let's just say we get a report that the police officers are chasing someone in the neighborhood. We do a shelter in immediately. All our doors are alarmed except for the front door. When we have a shelter in, school safety has a key. He will lock the front door so that nobody can come in. We have staff members guarding each door. Now, if we happen to have a shelter in, we have a class in the yard, they will evacuate the yard and run to a specific spot that will, we've got the okay to move the students there. Staff also knows to head to a secure spot that we know. So we also use shelter in when we have runners in the building. We have several students that do run. So if a student runs, we shelter in immediately and secure all the doors.
OK， 校长说呢，第三个演练呢就是 shelter in， 就是说呢 shelter in 的意思就是说呢，危险呢在学校的外面。OK， 然后呢，什么在什么情况下呢，我们会叫 shelter in 呢？就是好像警察去追一个好像追贼，然后呢 他们在我们学校的附近，然后他会跟我们讲，我们就会叫 shelter in， 然后呢，就是我们楼下的警卫员呢，就会把前门给锁起来了。OK， 我们学校的每一道门呢，其实都有一个响钟，然后如果有人推出去的话，那个门会响。我们只有大门没有这个响钟，所以呢，我们的警卫员呢，他会把前门给锁起来，然后每一个出口呢，都会有一个大人呢站在那边呢。去看去查看，就是说去确定说没有人可以进来。 okay? OK， 还有呢，就是我们学校呢有时候呢也会有学生呢他们跑离开教室里面，然后呢我们到那时候呢也会去叫这个，这样子我们的门就会有人去看着那个门，那小朋友跑不出去。
We did have a case where we had to shelter in earlier on in the school year. Oh, actually, was it last school year? It's been one big blur. Where there were suspects running. They supposedly had a weapon. They ran into the hotel on Allen Street across from Williamsburg Pizza. So the minute we heard that, we sheltered in until we called Seventh Precinct and they told us it was safe. Basically, we're all on Citizens app. So we did the shelter in. Definitely, we've practiced. We also have one last drill. It's called hold. And that is basically when we have a hold, the teachers keep all the students in the classroom. And in some cases, if it's a missing student, then we do a search for the missing student, but we know they're in the building. So that's a hold.
Okay, 然后校长刚刚呢是给你们一个就是很好的例子，有关于 shelter in。 今年呢这个学年呢好像在还是上个学年他说不太清楚了，就是我们其实要叫一个 shelter in 是因为呢警察呢在追踪一个就是他们怀疑的对象，然后呢那个对象呢他手上拿着武器，然后呢他们呢就跑进去一个那个饭店里面，然后呢所以我们在 Citizens 那个 APP 里面看到这件事情呢，我们叫了 shelter in， 把所有的小朋友都带进来了。然后呢我们学校也打电话给第七分局的警局去看看他情况怎么样，然后他跟我们讲说情况已经解决了之后呢，我们就可以不需要再 shelter in 了。 OK， 还有另外一个最后一个演练呢就是 hold。 OK， hold 的这个呢就是所有的老师呢都必须要把他们的学生呢放在教室里面，不可以随意走动，如果有任何的小朋友不见的话，我们可以在学校里面呢去搜索这个小朋友。
Okay, I'm unmuted. So Ms. Lipsky just informed me that it's 12 drills in all. We have to do 8 by December 31st. It's 8 evacuations where we have to leave the building and 4 drills. So there you go. It's not 14. I must have made, I make up numbers all the time. But it is 12 drills in all.
Okay, 校长说呢 Ms. Lipsky 刚刚发了一个信息给校长，然后就说呢其实呢我们必须要做八个就是梳理学校的演练，还有四个呢对不对是不同的演练，就是我们刚刚分析下来给你听的那个不同的演练，总共一年呢需要做12次的演练。
OK， we have school safety meetings once a month. It's a set schedule. Joanne, the custodial engineer, attends. If the school foods manager is available, he attends. The chapter leader attends. The PTA is invited and school safety is invited. That's when we... Rennie, thank you. So Rennie, the principal of PS130, told Olga and Olga told me. Anyhow, so we do have school safety meetings, but we have an open door policy. Like if you have concerns, just email us or just use the Snap Connects. It is never an issue.
OK， 校长刚刚说呢，其实呢，我们每个星期呢都会有一次就是学校安全的会议，每一个月都有一次的。然后呢，里面的成员包括谁呢？就是我们学校的那个专门把学校里面的就是清洁干净的那个 custodial。对，还有呢就是我们学校的警卫员也会参与，还有我们学校的那个 学校的 PTA 就是那个家教成员，他们也会参与，还有我们学校的就是老师工会的那个领袖也会参加。然后呢，我们学校其实呢是一个，就是如果你有任何的问题或者是疑问，或者是想提任何的困惑的话呢，你都可以呢通过我们学校的 APP 呢来发放给校长，让他解你的疑惑。
So, on to really fun things, Halloween. So, we usually have a Halloween parade around the block of the lower grades. Number one, the people around the block don't appreciate it. The kids have fun. So this year we requested the use of Seward Park Field and they okayed it. So on Halloween day, we'll be parading at the Seward Park Field. It will be 3K, pre-K, and kindergarten. So we're going to invite families to walk over with us. We'll do picture ops. And what's really great is they can actually see each other march. Whereas when we went around the block, we couldn't see who was really in the back. And the people in the back couldn't see who was up front. So that will be October 31st. Let's all like incense, say a prayer, throw holy water, and make sure that it doesn't rain. We also have Open Street, and they have something called Open Spooky Street. So we're going to try to figure out how to close Hester Street so that possibly first grade or second grade can actually have a little party and a parade outside in front of school. And the upper grades, they actually take over the gymnasium, the multipurpose room, and they have their party. They take over the auditorium. So that's all. We'll update you about Halloween in another newsletter. We also have to check in because some of our families do not celebrate Halloween. So we want to respect that also. Huiling?
Okay, 校长说呢，现在讲一些好玩有趣的东西，然后呢，我们想跟你们讲，就是呢，万圣节当天呢，我们学校呢，以前传统呢，就是在我们学校的，就是那一条街道里面呢，去在我们学校环绕几圈，但是呢，我们的邻居呢，他们其实不太喜欢我们这个样子做的，今年呢，会有一些不一样的做法，然后呢，我们呢，其实呢，去问了那个 Sewer Park， 他们可不可以当天呢，借他们的那个操场给我们举办这个活动，然后呢 ，Sewer Park 他们呢允许了我们学校呢当天就是万圣节的当天呢，是3K 学前班还有幼稚园的小朋友全部呢都可以步行呢，就是游行呢走去这一个 Sewer Park 的操场里面呢，我们可以在那里呢去照相啊。对不对？然后呢，去看看大家不同的那个服装，就是那个，就是他们所穿的那个服装啊。还有呢，就是我们那天可以去照相。然后呢，现在因为我们学校有 Open Street， 就是说呢，在上学的时间跟放学的时间，我们可以关闭我们 Hester Street 的那条街。然后呢，他们现在有一个呢，叫做敞开的那个，就是万圣节当天也可以做一些他们也有一些叫做 Spooky Street， 就是好像万圣节他那些当天呢，他们去庆贺那个，然后我们看看可不可以让我们的一年级跟二年级的小朋友去参与做一些小小的活动在外面。然后我们高年级的学生呢，他们通常都是在他们教室里面呢做自己的庆生的。
Okay.
然后呢，校长说呢，就是如有关于万圣节的话呢，就是我们还有其他的那个，就是另外一个纸单呢，会通知呢会发放给你们的，让你们知道详细情况的。而且呢，有些家长他们其实不亲身任何的那个节日的，所以我们必须要去尊重他们的。
Okay, I'm gonna go to the questions now. Yay. Okay, so there was one question about the students.Using Seward Park for recess. I think I've responded to that one already. We're gonna skip down to Jess Ho. Huiling, can you read that to me?
Okay, so she said, Jess Ho said, if the windows are bolted and you can't turn on the AC, then the airs are not being ventilated. So her son said it's really, really hot in school.
Yep, so today was a big issue. Only the fourth and fifth floor, we have two air purifiers in the classroom. They're removing all the plastic today that's on the air conditioner. So it should be fine tomorrow.
OK， 校长说呢，这个问题呢，其实今天呢只是一个问题。然后呢，我们学校里面每一家教室里面呢都有两个空气净化器，而且呢，今天呢他们就会把所有的那个塑胶给拆开，然后呢明天应该可以用冷气机了。
OK， the next one, Andy.
Okay, so he wants to know about, I think, Apex basketball on Saturdays, right? Is it at PS2? At what time should he arrive in the morning?
I don't know. We don't have Apex in our building this year, so we're not as involved. Can he just let us know what class his child is in, and we'll give them the contact for PS for Apex. Huiling?
Okay. 这位家长，Andy， 校长说呢，因为这个 Apex 呢，今年不在我们学校举行，所以我们也没有太多的资料可以提供给你。但是呢，如果你告诉我们你的小朋友在哪个教室，叫什么名字的话呢，我们会把一些资料给那个小朋友，你可以打电话去跟他们做联系。
I think that's it. Thank you for joining us. This was done in record time. I'm so impressed. Once again, please, if you have any concerns, whether it be homework, school food, safety, Snap connects us or email us, any language, you know, we're able to translate and we will respond. Huiling?
OK， 校长说呢，谢谢你们今天参加这个会议。然后呢，这个会议今天呢，其实是非常快的就可以结束了。但是校长说呢，如果你们有任何疑问或者是问题的话呢，请通过我们学校的 APP 呢来跟他联系。然后不管是什么样的问题，有可能是问题有关于功课啊，或者是学校的午餐啊，或者是早餐怎么样，你都可以通过我们学校的 APP 呢去发一个信息给他的。谢谢大家今天抽空来参加。
So everybody have a wonderful evening. Enjoy your dinner and see you tomorrow.
Okay, 校长说呢，希望你们可以现在去欣赏你们的晚餐，可以吃晚餐。
Thank you.
Bye bye.